And a very good morning to you. It is Tuesday morning, the 26th of October, the year 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, the Word of God says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Jesus suffered before he went home to be with his heavenly Father in heaven. I want to speak to you about the great paradox. Now, that word paradox, I struggle to understand the meaning. Maybe you do as well. And so I looked up the Oxford Dictionary, and the word paradox means a seemingly absurd or self-contradictory statement or proposition that may in fact be true. That's quite a mouthful, isn't it? But putting it in the layman's language, it simply means no pain, no gain. Therefore, you and I must not be afraid of pain or of suffering. Jesus said in Psalm 30 verse 5, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Because you and I know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. What we've just been through in the Northern Cape, the drought, the fire, the devastation. And when you're in the fire, it is extremely hot. Maybe you are in the fire today, my dear friend, and you say, "Lord, there's no way out. Lord, why are you doing this to me? Lord, why am I suffering?" Maybe it's because that dross, that rubbish needs to be burnt out of us. I'm talking about pride, arrogance, self-centeredness. No more that doing it my way. It doesn't work. The only way that works is God's way. And God teaches us through the fiery trials and through the suffering to appreciate things. Those farmers appreciated that rain more than anybody else because they haven't had rain, some of them, for 4 or 5 years. And I've seen farmers, big, strong men, broken and weeping. But the Lord was there all the time. No, he didn't cause it, but he worked through it. Always remember that. God will never reject a broken and a contrite heart. Psalm 51 and verse 17. You know, they said that the great ship, the Titanic, the biggest ship ever built up until that time, was unsinkable. You can't play the fool with God. On its maiden voyage, it hit an iceberg in the icy Atlantic Ocean and went down to the bottom of the sea like a stone. It opened up like a tin can in a few minutes. God will not be in any way made a fool of. Today, endure that pain, because remember, that's the symbol of the Christian, the cross. It's the cross of suffering. And God will bring you through, and he'll make you a better man or woman through it. God bless you and have a great day. Goodbye.